think I'd better send a text. I am currently waiting for you on the eastern side of the campus park at our old meeting spot. I hope you remembered not to bring your lunch today, because I made you a special bento by putting together some of your favorite foods. I'll see you in a bit. Look up. Hey! Come here, you. You're so early. How on earth did you manage to get from your class, which is on the other side of campus, all the way here so quickly? I thought you'd take at least, let's see, another 10 minutes at least. You walked super fast? Wait a minute. Did you skip class again? Oh, class was canceled? How come? I see. I'm glad to hear he's okay, though. You've got to be so careful driving around in the city. What's this? Oh, where on campus did you manage to get all these flowers? They came from your house? Aw, thank you so much. You really didn't have to. What's the occasion anyway? Well, I'm not gonna complain about receiving flowers for no reason. Especially when they come from you. Job on the wrapping, by the way. And I see you've learned how to make an origami bowl. You're far too sweet to me. But I'm totally not complaining. I think it's beautiful. I'll be sure to drop by my dorm and place these in a big jug of water before my next class starts. Yep, I did say jug of water. I use jugs as vases, but I'm sure you knew that already. It's a bit hot over here. Do you maybe want to move into the shade underneath that tree? All right, let's go. Lovely. Yes, those are some really nice birds in the tree. But I do have to admit that whenever I sit underneath birds, I get just a little bit nervous. Anyway, as promised, I'm made you a bento today. Here you are. Oh, no reason. I just like making you food. And plus, my back was getting so sore from sitting down and drawing the designs for our final portfolio. Getting up to move around and making food added some good variation to my routine. But that's not the only reason, of course. I love making food for you, and I especially love watching your face light up when you eat it. I thought you might like this. I added some sauce and mild chili, and this over here was stir-fried. And I handmade these little cakes. Yeah, I love art design and all, but had I not become a designer, I would most likely have become a chef. Although, I've heard it's a stressful job, cooking in a busy kitchen. So, I fried these little crackers over here, myself. And I also cut you some fruit pieces in the shape of flowers. As for the rice, I steamed it with citrus and herbs, so you should be able to tell when you eat it. You think I'm wife material? Why, thank you. Look, you're making me blush. You're not so bad yourself, if I may say so. Try this one first. It's good? Man, I can't believe graduation is coming up so soon. It feels like it was just yesterday when I first bumped into you in the corridor after class. But somehow, a few years have already gone by in the blink of an eye, huh? I'm really gonna miss all of this. You know, coming to class, living on campus, our teachers, and especially all the friends we made here. Hopefully, we'll all still get to hang out together from time to time. But I know quite a few of them are moving to other cities. Some already have job offers. How's that stir fry? Oh, good. Try this one first. Some people say that their student years were the best years of their lives. But I think it's too soon for us to make a judgment. And I'm not sure that would be the case for me. Even though we're both still working on our job applications, I think the future holds a lot of exciting things. And I know you'll be a part of my future too, so I'm not too concerned. Because regardless of what we have to face or what's coming up, we get to face it together. Well, I am your girlfriend, so you can count on me whenever you need support. Look at me. I'm starting to ramble again. Better eat this food before it gets cold. Oh! Before I forget, Hanako asked me to pass something on to you. It's an invitation to her going away party. She's moving all the way to Sapporo after our graduation ceremony. That's right. One of her uncles has his own business there, and she's decided to go and work for him. She also asked whether we could bring a plate of food to share. Yeah, the Saturday after next. Is it weird that I feel a sense of nostalgia already, even though we're still here on campus? Yeah, I'll always love this place. I mean, we can always come back and visit when we have time. That's true. It's gonna be way different being a functioning adult out there in society. We can only try our best, right? You can have some of my crackers if you like. I see you've eaten all of yours already. You know, I haven't had a good look at these flowers you've given me. These smell amazing. I especially love this one here. And these small branches with the flower buds on them are absolutely adorable. What did I do to deserve somebody as sweet as you? Thank you. How's your final portfolio going, by the way? I really like the landscape and building designs you did last time. Sure, I'll take a look at it. But I'm not sure my opinion would help much. You know I pretty much admire everything you do. This one's new. Wow. Look at the curved front window on this business building. I would love to one day work in a building that you designed. I'm not just saying that because we're a couple either. You really do have mad skills. And you've taught me a thing or two along the way. And this one. How did you do the coloring on this one? Is that a new program? Nice. Would you mind running me through it later on? You are the best. Wow, you really outdid yourself with the descriptions and explanations. I'm sure our friends in the architecture department would love to see this design. You know what? I'm betting you 4,000 yen right now that you're gonna get an A+, with a highly commended for this portfolio. All right. Bet's on. You can have this back. Have you sorted out your graduation gear yet? I found a nice company that isn't too expensive, so if you want, I can send you their details later on tonight. I'm gonna be hiring my stuff from them. Are you gonna get your graduation photos taken professionally? That's true. Most people know someone who knows someone who can edit their photos for them. Or they could just download an editing app. Yeah, it's a little exhilarating how quickly technology is advancing. It's a good thing they still need us to design things, though. Computers might be brilliant, but they're still quite different from the human mind, and they still have their limitations. Hey, you finished your lunch. I'm actually going to be free the first half of tomorrow, so if you like, I'd be happy to make you something else for tomorrow. Maybe a wrap? Or my special fried bread sandwiches? Shall we pack up and start moving to the study hall? All right, let's go.